The Squiz is a free weekday email and podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed. Our weekday podcast is brought to you by the CommBank's Christmas Drought Appeal, helping farmers and communities hit hard by drought. Donate today in the CommBank app or visit your local CommBank branch.
Good morning, I'm Claire Kimball.
And I'm Kate Watson. It's Tuesday the 26th of November. In your Squiz today, Hong Kong's election results, $500 million in aged care funding, the possible sale of Australian dairy brands, and Swifty cleans up at the AMAs. This is your Squiz today. It's not usual that the world would be so interested in Hong Kong's district council elections, but given the political climate there, there was much anticipation about the results of the ones held over the weekend. Turnout was the highest since Hong Kong began holding these elections in 1999, and with 85% of the 452 available seats going the way of pro-democracy candidates, a message was clearly sent by the people.
It was a stunning win for those pro-democracy candidates, and as you say, it was a really big turnout, which was quite stunning. Those councillors don't wield too much power. They do things like garbage collection and local rates, kind of when you think about Australian councils, that's the sort of work that they undertake. But they do get to choose about 117 candidates that go towards that national committee, and that committee selects Hong Kong's leaders. But the impact really is very symbolic, and that's because no one really knew just how much the general population supported that pro-democracy push. And now that they've essentially had a referendum on it, it's very stunning to people that it really does have a lot of ongoing support.
Especially given the amount of violence we've seen and the way those protests been undertaken in recent weeks.
That's exactly right.
We spoke yesterday of allegations of interference by China in Australia's affairs. Scott Morrison's weighed into this.
He has. Parliament has resumed. So there was a platform there yesterday. Scott Morrison said that that interference is deeply disturbing and troubling. Plenty of other senior politicians from all sides of the divide agreed with that. ASIO, though, is looking into it, as are other security agencies. And Morrison said that they really need to do their jobs before anyone jumps to any firm conclusions on that.
Still on China, but a different angle, a company that is 16% owned by the Chinese government is looking to purchase Lion's dairy and drinks business. We're talking about brands like Big M, Dairy Farmers, Farmers Union, Daily Juice, those kind of brands.
Yeah, it's a Hong Kong listed company called Menu. They've bought Bellamy's, the organic infant formula company that are based in Tasmania. That was a long process, that transaction, and it only finally went through about 10 days ago. So it was very interesting that it's also looking to buy another one of Australia's big dairy operations. Lion currently owns that business, and Lion are Japanese owned. So it's not like it's being bought from Australian hands, but plenty of people are looking to have a closer inspection of that deal, saying they don't want too much of our milk production dependent on China.
Is that deal dependent on government approval?
Yeah, they have to go through a whole process that includes the Foreign Investment Review Board.
Reports in The Australian this morning say that Westpac CEO Brian Hartzer has addressed his senior executives.
Yes, there was quite a bit of breathless reporting about this already, about what Brian Hartzer has said to his senior troops. So expect to hear a bit about this today. Apparently Christmas parties have been cancelled, and that's because he says that it's not a good look if our staff are whooping it up with alcohol. He also looked to calm the troops down by saying that for people in mainstream Australia going about their daily lives, this is not a major issue, so we don't need to overcook it. That will only inflame what are already worked up politicians. Particularly yesterday, Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton said that the bank had essentially given a free pass to pedophiles and that there's a price to pay for that.
Yeah, and just to recap, the bank is accused of 23 million terror financing and anti-money laundering breaches. The one that's getting a lot of airplay is that the bank facilitated transactions that enabled child exploitation, which is what Peter Dutton's referring to there. The interim report released by the Royal Commission into the aged care sector has prompted the government to announce $500 million worth of funding.
The bulk of that will go towards supporting 10,000 in-home care places. That was one of the urgent priorities that that interim report identified. It's also going to throw some funding towards reducing the use of chemical restraints and the removal of young people from aged care facilities. To put that in some sort of context, apparently there are 120,000 older Australians waiting for home care places. So when you do the maths and see that $500 million goes towards 10,000, there's a big backlog to work through.
Yeah, advocates have said that more funds need to be given, particularly for those aged care packages. This next one reads like a movie script, Claire. Priceless diamonds have been stolen from a vault in eastern Germany.
A really very extraordinary scene, it seems. Early yesterday morning, the Dresden Green Vault, one of the world's largest treasure collections, was raided. 3 of 10 sets were stolen. Each set has about 37 parts. They contain very precious and priceless diamonds, also rubies, emeralds, and sapphires. It's a raid that seems was set up with a fire that has knocked out the alarm, and then the thieves were able to get in. But lots of investigations to go.
Yeah, it really does read like a movie script. As I said, a report from the BBC says that the thieves removed part of an iron grill on the ground floor window, then smashed the glass. And as you say, there's a theory about a fire being lit as a decoy to disable the security system. Amazing.
Incredible.
The American Music Awards, which for those who get confused which awards are which, are the ones that are fan voted, have happened. Taylor Swift, she's cleaned up 6 awards, Claire.
She's won Artist of the Year. She was also recognised as Artist of the Decade. She has now won the most AMAs. She overtook Michael Jackson yesterday, which is quite a feat given the complete orbit of his star.
Yeah.
Also for special mention is Khalid and Billie Eilish. They did quite well.
Shania Twain also performed. I can't believe you left that off.
Oh, wow. Did That's she? I didn't see that.
Yeah. Yep, they had it all going on. It's very hard to find the performances online, of course, because they don't release them in Australia this quickly.
Mm.
But eventually we will see them all. And Prince Andrew is definitely in trouble. His mum has cancelled his birthday party.
It's been cancelled. It was his 60th party. They won't be doing the big bells and whistles celebration. It'll be a small, quiet dinner by all accounts. You can imagine just how sad that dinner will be.
I wonder who's invited to the dinner.
Probably. I reckon his immediate family, and that will be it.
And that's about
it. One of my favourite comments on Twitter yesterday was, never before has a mum carried through on the threat of cancelling their kid's birthday party. So kudos to her.
Yeah. Each day, the subject line of the Squiz Today email is a song lyric that relates to a news item. What have we got? Got plenty to choose from today, surely.
Yeah, lots of musical themes there, but I have gone with Kermit the Frog's It's Not Easy Being Green. You need to get in and have a look at Lil Nas X's outfit. I've got a link to that as well. He really Kermits it up.
At the AMAs.
That's right.
Yes.
Yep.
He's the genius behind the Old Town Road hit. Thank you for listening to the Squiz Today podcast. If you enjoy listening each morning, please tell others about us. It's still the number one way that we grow our audience. You can also leave us a review on your podcast app. I reckon that's it for today, Claire. We done?
Yeah, let's get on with Tuesday.
Let's get on with Tuesday. Enjoy your Tuesday. We'll chat to you tomorrow. The Squiz is a free weekday email and podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed. Sign up at thesquiz.com.au.
A message now from our podcast partner, BHP. The steel made from iron ore plays an important role in providing the production of our energy infrastructure, from wind turbines to power poles. So cutting carbon emissions in iron ore production is key. It's why BHP has committed to a solar and battery agreement to help power its port facilities at Port Hedland. It's happening now at BHP. Thank you.